We continue our learning. We are in Masros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So we mentioned in the past that once the produce has reached a certain stage, what we called Onas HaMasros, so that's not the complete Gemar Malacha, that's not completion of the process. Nonetheless, once it reached this certain stage of maturity, we're not permitted anymore to have an Achilas Keva, a permanent meal from that food until we separate Trumos and Masros, but we're still permitted to have an Achilas Arar, you will still permitted to have a snack. Now we're going to, without separating Trumos and Masros, now we're at a point where we're going to speak about the real Gemar Malacha, the completion of the processing of the various types of produce, vegetables, etc. At what point where I can't even have an Achilas Aroy, I can't even have a snack from it until I separate Trumos and Masros. So here all I have a list of a Gemar Malacha for all. Ezehu Garnon LaMasros, Garnon from Ud Garn, granary. What's considered the end of the process for Masros where the Chiyuv sets in? Hakishuin, the Haduluin, Mishay. When it comes to the cucumbers or the squash or the gourds, Mishay Faksu. That's where I remove the fuzzy outside. It has a little bit fuzzy, a little bit hairy on the outside. When you remove that, that's the Gemar Malacha. Chiva Masros kicks in. The main Omifa case, let's say I don't plan on removing that fuzzy outer part of the fruit, Mishayah Minarema. Then it's the Gemar Malacha is only when I pile them up. Already, the Gemar Malacha. Avatiach melons, Misha Yishalik. Yishalik also means to remove the hairy, covering. But if you don't plan on doing that, then no Mishalik, I'm gonna keep it there. So I need another Gemar Malacha, which is a little bit before that stage. Achayasa Mukta. When I take the melons and I spread them out in a separate area, Mukta just means an area that's set aside where I spread them out. And that's, the point where they're going, when you pile them up, they're large, and not like, the gourds. But when I spread them out in a muktzah, in a separate area, designated area, that is their Gemar Malacha. Yorakaneh, God, if it's a vegetable that's typically bound, I tie them, normally tied up. Misha Yoga, the Gemar Malacha is when you tie them up. The Mene Oge, let's say I decide not to tie them up. So then I plan on putting them in a container. If you don't plan on muddling them and put them in a container, so then when you put them in the container, the Mene Mamale Esakli, let's say I don't plan on putting them in a container. So then, once I gather all of them, then at that point, the Gemar Malacha has happened for all of those vegetables, and the Chiyuv of Masros kicks in. Kalkala, let's say I have vegetables, and I plan on putting them in a large basket, a wide open basket. So then the Gemar Malacha is when I cover the basket. People will cover the basket with leaves to protect the vegetables from the sun so they don't dry out and spoil. So that's the Gemar Malacha. V'minim mechapelis. They don't plan on covering the basket. So then the assumption is that maybe they're putting them in a container. So that's the Gemar Malacha. V'minim. Let's say you don't plan on putting those vegetables in the kli. So then the Gemar Malacha is when you gather them all together. So now we qualify this. When is this all true? When it comes to this Gemar Malacha, the molech lashuk. That's only where someone plans on bringing his produce to the shuk, to the marketplace. Now, Gemar Malacha really should be based on the concept that we call Riyas Pnei Abayis when we bring the Masros into the house. So the Mishnai speak about being deceptive. I'm not going to let it see the face of the house. I'll bring it in through the roof or through the back door or something like that. So a discussion about that. But this Mishnah is telling us that the Midoraisa, that's when the Chiv of Masros actually kicks in. And not necessarily at the Gemar Malacha. The Chachamim said, no, Gemar Malacha is going to be that stage, even if there's another stage afterwards, let's say selling it. Nonetheless, the Gemar Malacha is when the Chiv Masros kicks in. So, and this is true when it comes to someone who's Molech Lashuk, can't eat Achilas Arai, a snack from it until you separate Trumos and Masros. Avol b'molech leveso, but let's say a person's not planning on selling it in the shuk. Then, ochel mehem arai, achu magi leveso, then he's allowed a snack from it, even without separating Trumos and Masros, until he gets to his house. Once he gets to his house, then the chiyuv sets in. We have other things where we reach the stage of chiyuv that aren't necessarily related to coming to the house. We spoke about selling them in the marketplace and bringing them to the house. Another famous concept is that Shabbos is Koveil Masros, right? That's what we have. The Mishnah at the end of Amma Malikin says, yeah, you make sure that you separate Maser. Why? Because once Shabbos comes, you can't snack from it anymore. Even if the Gemar Malach is not there, Shabbos itself is Koveil. All food has a Kviya Suda, so to speak, to it on Shabbos. There is a minority opinion that says to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda, of having a Suda after Kiddush, any food is works for Shabbos. We don't hold that way. We try to have Mizonos. Where does that come from? It comes from this concept. If you pickle, you salt some of the fruits. That may also could be considered a gemar malacha for it as well. But nonetheless, coming to the house, that's the ikar hadin midaraisa of gemar malacha. Next mishnah, Perek Aleph, mishnah Vav. Ha-pered, referring to the seeds of the pomegranates, which people would dry out, vatzimukin, and raisins, and charudim, and carobs. When is there gemar malacha? Misha yamid arema. When they are piled, put up into a pile, habitzolim, onions, misha yifakil. That's when I take off the outer leaves that are a little bit dry, a little bit spoiled. I peel them off. That's the gemar malacha for onions. V'meinam avakil. Let's say I don't plan on removing those. So then misha yadim, so then, when I pile the onions up into a large pile, that's the gemar malacha for the chiv of trumas and masas. Hatavua, we've had this many times in the past. What about grain? Mishay mareach. When I smooth out the pile, we know that we would thresh, we would winnow, remove the chaff, and then eventually pile it up and smooth out the pile. So that's the chiyuv, that's the gemar malacha. Let's say I don't plan on smoothing out the pile. So once you put it in a pile, even though it's not smoothed out and even, nonetheless, that's when the gemar malacha is. Hakitniyos, what about beans, legumes? Misha yichbor. Yichbor has the shorosham kavara. Kavara kaf beis resh is one of the kalim we use to sift. So when it comes to beans, when it comes to legumes, when you sift them, we pull them out of the ground, so you have to sift off some of the earth from them. So that's when the gemar malach happens. They know kover. Let's say I don't plan on sifting off the earth, that waste material. So then when I smooth out the pile, afal pi shemereach, nonetheless, shemereach, says the Mishnah, by the way, when it comes to the tvua, when it comes to the kitnios, even though you may have smoothed out the pile, there are certain parts of that pile that you're allowed to have that a snack from and haven't reached its gemar malacha, even though the main body has reached gemar malacha. One of those, notam and hakutayim. If you have kutam, you have some of the ears of that have not been threshed, uminat studim, from the sides, and therefore those have not been smoothed out. And umasha besocha teven, and that which is still mixed with straw of the ochel, and you're allowed to eat from those in achilas aroi, a snack, even without separate instruments and masters, even though the main part of that pile has reached gemar melacha.